This week, Microsoft learns about the Streisand effect. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Welcome back to Windows Wednesday, where we sometimes like to talk about what's going on in the Windows world. And this is just mostly fun and comedy. This is like Sillyville level type stuff. But I have to say that it's been really interesting to watch Microsoft get extraordinarily frustrated when everyone keeps on shouting Microslop in its face. It's like the little bully on the playground out there. Neener, neener, Microslop, Microslop. And then, of course, Saltu Nutella himself is up there going, stop doing that. Everyone loves our AI. Despite it has like a report. 3.2% usage among people that it's crammed in front of. Like, everything's like AI everywhere. AI's everywhere, man. AI, I'm so useful. Everyone's like, go away. It's like that crazy mentally ill person who keeps on annoying you. You're like, go away. Get out of here, you know? But that's really the case. But this week, of course, Microslop has been going all over all the social medias, all over articles, all over the weirder and seedier places of the internet, and there's nothing Microsoft can do about it. But then Microslop came to Microslop's own Discord server, technically the Copilot server. And boy, they were not having it. And of course, the more they tell the people to stop saying Microslop, the more people are going to say Microslop. It's like, you know, you tell somebody not to think about the dancing monkey, and the more you tell them to stop thinking about the dancing monkey, the more the monkey dances. You know what I mean? All right. And that's the case. But there is actually a term for this. And many of you may have probably already heard of this, but we'll mention it here. This is called the Streisand effect. So this actually comes from back in the early days of the internet in 2003. And of course, all these Hollywood elites over there with all their mansions on, is this Malibu? All their Malibu mansions are up here, like, you know, we need to save the poor people. You could house a lot of poor people in that place, Barbara, you know. But before the internet was really mainstream, this was one of those first celebrity houses to actually make its way onto the internet, and people get a chance to really see how these guys are living while they're, you know, trying to do all sorts of weird things. And then when this picture went on the internet, now she tried to get up there and silence everybody, like, stop sharing my picture on the internet. And the more she said, stop sharing my picture on the internet, the more people shared the picture on the internet. And now, the first person trying to get the internet to shut up about something, this is now named for her. Congratulations, Barbara. The Streisand effect describes a situation where an attempt to hide or remove or censor information results in the unintended consequences of the effort, instead increasing public awareness on information. And as the Microslop term moves forward, what ends up happening is more and more people are hearing about Microslop. And as the term Microsoft keeps on being heard and heard and heard, people are really starting to question a lot more the AI. Of course, right now in the world, there's another market crash, and some people are right now blaming AI. And it does look like AI is going to cause a serious, you know, 2000 level market crash sometime soon. We just need to know exactly when. Of course, Anthropic just this week came out with, the government says, no, we just don't want to use our tools to surveil the public and be used for military war applications. So they step aside. Of course, there's a crazy man, Sam Altman, like, oh, we'll do it. You know? And this caused a mass fallout among OpenAI. So they were already out there like, we're hurting for money. They're going to push ads. And now they're like losing their user base. I don't know. But as Microslop started to trend, one guy actually made an extension. You can install this on any Chromium-based browser like Google Chrome or Brave or anything like this, and it will look through the text of your website, and every single place it sees the word Microsoft, it simply changes it to Microslop. This guy here, we talked about this when it first came out, is now, I mean, it's booming, 4.9 out of 5 stars, 254 ratings. I'm wondering who actually gave it bad ratings. I mean, this thing's like, people are saying this is this is God's work and things like that. So can I sort by reviews? I'd really love to see filter by lowest to highest. Who's giving this bad? Okay. It works, but makes you type backwards, so it gets a one star for being unusable. I mean, I have no idea what that's talking about. I like it, but I have to disable it. Otherwise, I write backwards, literally. I guess apparently on Twitter, it's causing things to write backwards. Okay, so apparently it is actually causing you to write backwards, but most people are really enjoying it. It's like, I will write backwards in order to see Microsoft everywhere instead of Microsoft. I mean, half this generation reads manga anyway, right? It goes backwards, doesn't it? But, you know, as Microsoft is getting more and more frustrated, it finally hit the Copilot Discord server, and then this caused Copilot to start banning the word Microsoft, and this just caused a giant server implosion, and their entire Discord server locked itself out and banned everybody. Now, at the time of this recording, allegedly their Discord server is back and functioning. I don't know. I don't use Discord, and you shouldn't either. But according to reports, this happened. It was really funny. It was really hilarious. And then they turned it all back on again. So now you can, I guess, microslop all you want over there. Some people were putting zero instead of the O, and I don't know, maybe it's logical. Maybe you put the dollar instead of the S. That's what everyone does anyway for Microsoft, capital M dollar sign. That's how you abbreviate Microsoft. Come on. But from the Windows latest, the Microsoft's aggressive AI push Windows 11 brought upon themselves Microslop. Unfortunately, the company is everywhere on social media, and there isn't a way to stop the spread. Of course, it's their own server. So they noticed that the word Microslop was actively filtered out in the official Microsoft Copilot Discord server. So you do not have the permission to view the message history of this person. Intellect is Microslop blocked. This content is blocked by the server from server moderators. Quote, your message contains a phrase that is inappropriate. Yes. How dare you call our stuff Microslop? You can't do that. All right. They block Microslop in the official Copilot Discord. Users quickly find workarounds. And as the workarounds started happening, they started banning all those. And pretty much everything started getting banned. And by the end of only a few short hours, I think it was, it went from people hearing about this to now everyone's testing it. Now everyone's trying to get around it. And now the whole thing locks itself out. So Microsoft locks Copilot Discord server after moderation backlash escalates. What started with a few simple keywords filters quickly snowballed into users deliberately testing restrictions and posting variations of the block term. Accounts that included Microslop in their messages first got banned from the messaging again. Not long after, access parts of the server were restricted with message history hidden and posting permissions disabled for many users. Microsoft brand image might already be in an all-time low, and even now the company announced its plans to fix Windows 11 by slopping out some of that slop. I have a sneaky suspicion that's not going to happen. They're going to throw a couple press releases, slow down on some AI implementation, and they're going to come out with AI 2.0 in the next version, and it's like the entire system's going to be AI, you know? Of course, it's going to use AI, and we need you have to require you to use biometrics to log in so it can verify your age to comply with all of these laws going on around the world. You know, why not? All right. So the Copilot community is far more positive when it launched. Of course, now it just kind of jumped in. Now, they did say Microsoft says Discord lockdown was a response to spam attack. Sure it was. You know, there's a community relations officer lying again. You can tell they lie. Their lips move, you know. Microsoft says it was because of a spam attack. No, it wasn't a spam attack. This is Microsoft trying not to be like, stop saying Microsoft. Stop saying Microsoft. Stop saying this on the internet. It's mean. It's bad. It's prejudicial against robots. Soon you're going to be saying clankers. Oh, dear. So the Copilot Discord channel recently been targeted by spammers attempting to disrupt and overwhelm the space with harmful content not related to Copilot. Initially, it consisted of walls of text, so we had temporary filters. Nobody in any article I read mentions anything about this, but this is the problem, right? Microsoft is too sensitive on this topic. It doesn't know what to do. It's backing stuff down. It's crazy. God, this is why I just want nothing to do with this. The entire world is trending towards immaturity. Like, and I'm noticing even among business stuff now, which is really irritating. So like, you know, I'm paying for internet so I can be, I mean, actually you see a nice sunset behind me here, but on the other side of my wall is a lake. I'm actually camped on a lake for a week. Beautiful sunset. I have a lake over here. It's lapping up on the shore. It's a beautiful place out here. And I have to have good cellular internet. So I'm paying like over $100 for good cellular internet to be able to do this kind of stuff. And now they're gamifying the sales. Like, oh, your process is through. You've earned 37 points. Like, what can I do with these 37 points? Well, you're going to get a discount. Oh. You know, just give me a discount at the front end, because here's the problem. By the way, my domain registrar is doing the same thing as well. Like, hey, there's all this, you know, and then I had some other company was doing it too. It's like, would you stop trying to gamify this crap? I'm running a business here. I'm having a really hard time keeping my books straight when you're giving me, you know, rewards points that can be traded in for a few pennies. How do I put this on my books? But this is what's happening in the whole world right now. Everything's becoming so immature, so childish, and so gamified. Can we just go back to, this is the service, this is what it costs? And if we're going to have some point reward system, very simple. Just get rid of that crap and deduct a couple of pennies off the sale price instead. You know? And this is one of the reasons I love Linux, because it doesn't beat me down with a bunch of childish nonsense. I download a distro, I put it on my I put my operating system on my computer, I install my applications, and I get my work done. I don't have to worry about my operating system trying to gamify everything and all this. I don't have to worry about people lying and all sorts of other nonsense. It's crazy. It's a crazy world, folks. It's a crazy world. Are you ready for the end? I don't know. Oh, sweet Apophis, the meteor of doom, president 2028. Come on, man. That Apophis is supposed to go right in between the Earth and the Moon. Just please come off course and just right into the ocean. That'd be awesome. Anyway, let me know your thoughts about all that in the comments down below.